And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. The College of Liberal Arts at UL Lafayette and the Departments of Political Science and Criminal Justice are sponsoring a panel discussion at 6 o'clock on the non-unanimous juries. It's a panel of experts, including Norris Henderson, Ed Tarpley, Tom Aiello, Frank Nooner Jr., Kelly Garrett, and John Burkhart. That panel will be in Oliver Hall Auditorium on the UL campus. Oliver Hall is the computer science building. There's a parking garage on Lewis Street. It's very convenient to park and go to Oliver Hall Auditorium. All are invited, 6 o'clock, to learn more about the non-unanimous juries issue. It's the Second Amendment on the ballot in November. And if you want to know more about it, you can attend that event this evening, 6 o'clock on the UL campus. Also this evening, the Center for Louisiana Studies continues its Bayou State Book Talks at the Main Library in downtown Lafayette. This evening, Jan Risher will be talking about and reading from her book, Looking to the Stars, From Old Algiers and Other Long Stories Short. Her book has just been published by the UL Press. The event is at 6:30 at the Main Library, 301 West Congress Street in downtown Lafayette. If you would like to know more about the book, you can go to the UL Press website. The Gaines Center on the UL campus has started a book club. It's called Books from the Bayou. They meet once a month to discuss texts or dig into classics. This evening, the group will be attending the Bayou Book Talk at the Lafayette Public Library. So if you are in that book club or you'd like to be in it, you can meet tonight at 6:30 at the Lafayette Public Library in downtown Lafayette. To find out more, you can go to the Gaines Center website. The Music City's convention is in Lafayette. It is a three-day convention with people coming from all over the country. The theme is diversity, music, and improving our cities and communities. All are invited tomorrow evening, the opening day, there will be a Cajun jam, and a lot of the people attending the conference will be there, but everyone in the community is invited to attend that and meet some of the presenters who are coming for the convention. There will be lots of activities. You can find out more by going to the Lafayette Consolidated Government website. Festival's Acadien et Creole will take place this weekend in Girard Park. It kicks off with a symposium in the Hilliard University Art Museum's A. Hayes-Town building this Thursday, October 11th. The symposium is titled Work is Too Hard and Love is a Cheat, The Lyrical Rebellion of French Folk Song in Louisiana. Registration is at 8:30. There's a panel discussion at 9:15 with Maggie Perkins and quite a number of young musicians. At 11 o'clock, Dr. Barry Ancelet will give a talk about César Vincent. Song's iconic song, Travailler c'est trop dur, and all about his project having to do with César Vincent's music. At noon, there will be a brown bag keynote. Roger Mason will be giving a talk about Louisiana Native American songstress Alma Barthelme and the lyricism of colonial France. All are invited, but you can register either online or on Thursday, 8:30 at the A. Hayes-Town building near as a part of the Hilliard. The new Gilbo Center for Public History will open this Thursday, October 11th, in Griffin Hall on the UL campus. Everyone's invited to the grand opening, 4 to 6 o'clock in Griffin Hall, room 518. That's on the fifth floor in room 518. And we'll be speaking with some members of the History Department about the Gilbo Center and the opening tomorrow. But again, put it on your calendar. If you're interested in public history, you can attend the opening of the center. The Thursday night reading series continues this week on Thursday the 11th with readings by Emily Fontenot and Kevin Stones. This is sponsored by the Creative Writing Graduate Students at UL Lafayette. All readings this semester are at the Platform in downtown Lafayette. The Platform is in Dat Dog. The Bach Lunch Series continues this Friday with a performance by Major Handy and Lil Buck Senegal in Parc Sanssouci. The Silverbacks Improv Theater has a Super Collider performance this Friday, October 12th, 7:30 in downtown Lafayette at the Omni Center. And the festival will be all this weekend in Girard Park. KRBS will carry Saturday and Sunday live from beginning until end. Please join us either on the radio or online. Tell your friends and family who live far away that they can enjoy the festival just like we all can here in the park. And you can hop on over to the Hilliard to see the exhibit Louisiana French Myths and Movements. It also celebrates Coteville's 50th anniversary. This is the last weekend to see that exhibit at the Hilliard, and all are invited to see that. Second Saturday Art Walk will take place on Saturday in downtown Lafayette. Lots going on, obviously. And the Lafayette Animal Shelter and Care Center will have a Second Chance Saturday adoption this Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. at its location on Pont de Mouton Road. In Lake Charles, the Bayou Writers Group will have a conference on Saturday. It will be at the Central School on Kirby Street. You can find out more by going to bayouwritersgroup.com. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, stop by our website, krvs.org. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.
Harpistry, an eclectic mix of harp-centric world music, Mondays at noon and Sundays at midnight, right here on KRVS.
On this week's Louisiana Eats, we tour the Kemper Williams residence at the historic New Orleans collection.
When you were invited to dinner at the Williamses, you showed up at their front door at 6:30. 6:30 promptly, not before and not after, at 6:30. The general was very strict about the time.
That's on the next Louisiana Eats, Wednesdays at 1 and Saturdays at 4 on KRVS.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles. Online at krvs.org.